Rising.
Well, we're only just back from our Easter break, and already Tenya's got plans in place for Steve's next holiday.
This April, the historic town of Barrel in New South Wales will receive a Regency-era transformation. It's going to act as a backdrop for a week of Bridgerton-inspired festivities. Get involved in Bridgerton with your big frocks and your wigs and...
I can't imagine anything Rosie and I would rather do more.
I think it'd be fun.
I think it'd be nerdy.
You could wear, get your bosoms out.
All right, that's enough about my man boobs.
Every lady had a heaving bosom.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd still rather go, if you don't mind though, on the heaving bosom, can we just go to Oktoberfest?
So much more fun. I'm on board that, Steve.
See you there, Ryan.
Our EP Jerry came in with a story after Easter that got Tenya and Steve thinking you all should hear it.
I don't think it's fair that we're the only three that's subjected to the ups and downs of Jerry's love life.
Now, in everyone's defence, I've argued with Tenya. I think it is fair that we take the hit, but she insists upon making all of you take the same hit.
So we had to suffer through this earlier, and so Jerry, you've got to tell everybody why you ended a date on the weekend.
Well, it wasn't a date.
Okay,
it was a conversation before a date in person.
So we interviewed his potential date.
Here lies the future of the conversation, everybody.
And we were talking, and they came over, and it was fine, nothing, you know, just what do you do for work, very get to know you kind of things.
Mm.
Just a vibe.
It's called the first date, Jerry.
Tenya and Steve are right, Jerry. It was a date, a first one at that. But long story short, Jerry ended the night because the date didn't love Beyonce. Fair call. But this got Tenya and Steve onto the topic of relationship deal breakers.
But also foods.
Do you mean like a vegetarian?
Oh, that'd be tough, but no, I could do that. I could do that because now it's so available, right?
Yeah. What about vegan?
Oh, get out.
you're
dropped.
What about a strict non-drinker, like someone who didn't want to even have just a glass of wine or like a cocktail or... Would that be a no-go for you?
No, because I've dipped in and out of that world briefly, but I have gone, you know, through
one
periods.
Friday night.
I like it.
A few years ago.
Tenya's 3 days off. And she's like, I'm a 50-50 drinker. Are you hungover, Tenya? Absolutely not. But all of them are day-to-day things.
Food,
drinking.
Yep.
See that? It's day-to-day
things. Day-to-day things. Do you hear the judgment in Tenya's voice? I drink less than her now.
Speaking of dates, Tenya organised a cracker for her hubby Mike over Easter.
It was your chopper ride.
Yeah, took the family. This was the surprise birthday present for Michael.
Mm.
Bought him a chopper ride.
Great present.
Yeah. I could absolutely travel to work each day in a chopper.
Exactly what I was going to say to you when I said it was leaving from Carrington.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I used to think, I'd get to work in 1 minute. You could land on the roof.
You're only over there. It'd be 9 seconds, I reckon.
You'd be right, good morning, how are you going? We're here, Steve. Okay. Get to the chopper!
Hey, this tickled Steve's fancy this week.
Big story about women who don't want children.
Right.
How it's still judged, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm half reading that. And there was just this one quote from a woman, right? It was like, why she doesn't want children. And her quote was, I don't like people. Why would I make one?
Our tech expert Trevor Long joined Tenya and Steve this week to talk things in the sky. Starlink in particular. Which are those satellites occasionally you see as dotted lights in the sky?
How many do you reckon are up there that are no longer in service? Are they just orbiting?
Human.
Once they stop working as satellites, they are sent to burn up. So I actually went to Optus, have a place where they control the satellites. I kid you not, there's a bloke with a joystick going shh, shh, to make sure that the satellite stays.
I want that job.
Box. I know, so cool, right? But when they reach end of life, what they do is they go, last little bit of gas, pushes it out of orbit, and then it burns up in re-entry to the Earth.
How do you spell
P-W-E-H-U-U?
Okay, thank you.
If people didn't know after the many years we've talked to you, Trevor, just think they found out you're a geek.
And finally, it was my wife's birthday during the week, and I told the guys I bought her tickets to Coldplay off a website called StubHub. And maybe, just maybe, I've been scammed. And Tenya and Steve were, as always, very supportive by reading some negative reviews of the website.
It says here, scammed $1,400 Taylor Swift in 3 days, no tickets.
Yeah, right.
Warning, do not buy tickets from StubHub. Mm. And the last one was 2 tickets purchased. Scam, scammers, do not buy.
Funny, though, to think that that was the hub that got you in trouble, mate. Of all the hubs that could have got you in trouble with your wife, it's that one.
StubHub.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching Hub. Oh, you were. Did you get caught? No, StubHub.
How much did these cost you? Come on, tell us.
It was.
Lucy's too busy to be listening.
It was maybe.
It's over 1,000.
No.
800?
Hang on. $800 for 2 tickets.
Lower than 800.
700.
Yeah, okay, look, we finish at 9. How much did you pay for it?
700? Yes.
He's nodding. Something in Rising's mind right now goes, if I don't say it out loud, it's not real.
You've paid $700 and you might not be going anywhere but my lounge room for me to play Coldplay to Lucy. He's nodding again, everyone.
No, Tenyon, sorry. You've gone too far. That's the meanest treatment I've ever heard you dish out.
I'll play it on the recorder.
I know!
And that was Rosie's Rewind.
Waking you up, it's Tanner and Steve, 102.9 AAA.